Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Of course, Fridays, I wear red, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. I am always, always, always happy to wear something red today. I have to thank my dear friend Emily Morrissey from Emily's Bracelets. I am sporting one of Emily's red bracelets so that I am suitably attired. Remember, R-E-D, remember everyone deployed, started by a couple of Marine moms a few years ago. We saw a pretty feisty, passionate Marine mom up on stage. She herself a Marine. I'm talking, of course, about our Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Earle Sears. Most of us who are certainly part of this little get-together each afternoon, we were listening, we were watching. And two things here. Number one, I do want to hear what you thought. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. Was there a winner? Was there a loser? Was it a wash? You think any minds were changed? What'd you make of the moderators? I want to hear what you're thinking on this. 833-804-1140. I especially want to hear from my friend John Reed. John, of course, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He is joining us, and I want to get his sense of how the debate went last night. John, thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. I thought Winsome, you know, shook it up pretty dramatically. And, you know, she just wasn't going to stand there and play nice while a bunch of lies were told. It was uncomfortable to watch, but all of these things are uncomfortable to watch. And the last thing you want to do is allow a Democrat to get up and just run their mouth, not answer the questions, lie directly to everybody's face, and then you wind up with 59 seconds to try to offer a rebuttal and your answer. Winsome wasn't going to go for that.
Let's talk about some of the substance as well as some of the style, because style-wise, I did hear plenty of critiques, people saying, my gosh, the lieutenant governor's just interrupting too much, you got to let her finish, because if, in fact, Ms. Spamberger says anything, it's going to be bad, so let her finish. But substance-wise, for sure, Abigail Spamberger was just MIA, wasn't she?
Well, she looked really rattled. Yeah. You know, everybody's acted like Abigail Spamberger is invincible and, oh, my God, she's so amazing. She was a congresswoman. You know, she was my congresswoman. I have never really thought she was that spectacular. I used to watch her little speeches on the House floor. You know, everybody gets 2 minutes to run their mouth and, you know, criticize the Republican president, talk about all the things they're going to do that they cannot do, you know, and then they send them back to the locality. Everybody's kind of figured out that it's all bogus. Have you ever seen her give a speech where you're like, wow, that was deep. That was thoughtful. Very, very impressive. No, the whole thing has been she's a soccer mom, and I'm not even sure that's true, but whatever. So I didn't think that she said anything that made me, even as a Republican candidate, go, wow, that was a good idea. That was brilliant. I thought it was pretty pedestrian. And the tap dancing about the trans stuff, she just can't deal with that issue, even though apparently she's 100% wedded to it. What's up with that?
You know, that is a great question. She had, just from Lieutenant Governor Sears, three opportunities to really say, yeah, you know what, Jay Jones, he ought to go. Then the moderators followed up on that. Same thing with the should you have men in the girls' locker room question. She had multiple opportunities. There was that very, how do you even describe it? It was a very uncomfortable pause. I mean, she was just silent, right?
God, and the camera angle, which I guess wasn't prepared, of, you know, Abigail just kind of staring off into space, refusing to even acknowledge that Winsome Sears was in the room. Now, I mean, I can tell you, if Winsome Sears was a Democrat, I know what the Democrats would be saying. Oh, how racist that she wouldn't even acknowledge the black lady. I mean, seriously, that's what would be said, because it was uncomfortable and weird. Like, she's talking to you. Why don't you just acknowledge that she's speaking to you, even if you rebut it? That's what we're looking for here. The whole thing was an odd dynamic. Yeah. And, of course, I've done a lot of events like this, as you have, Jeff. I just wouldn't have stood up there like a robot, pushing the buttons in my head. This is the answer I'm supposed to give to this question. And that's what it looked like to me, was coming from Abigail.
It was. I'm glad you are using that term. And what a brilliant term that you've hit on. It was robotic. It was so well rehearsed that it was a very bad actress delivering lines. It wasn't somebody speaking from the heart. It was someone who was committed to saying X, Y, and Z, regardless of what it was. And her unwillingness to acknowledge the lieutenant governor in any way, not even looking at her, that wasn't just uncomfortable. That was ugly. And it reminded me, and you got to go back a few years for this one. I know you remember this. E.W. Jackson, Bishop E.W. Jackson, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, facing off against Ralph Northam, the Democrat candidate for lieutenant governor, and Ralph Northam refused to shake his hand. And of course,
that's right,
Ralph Northam got a pass because he's got a D next to his name.
Well, you see the trend here.
Yes.
I mean, not to bring it back to me, but I'm going to bring it back to me. Why does Gazala get a pass for not even having a lieutenant governor's debate? At least those two stood on stage with each other for 60 minutes and answered some questions. I mean, truly, I guess I'm too close to it to be 100% objective, but come on, is the media in Richmond, is the media in Northern Virginia, is the media in Virginia Beach, everywhere across the state, really okay with the second in command in Virginia not being vetted in public? Is that cool? I'm stunned that no one seems to care, and they're just going to give Gazala a pass while I go out every single day taking phone calls from reporters, doing interviews on Zoom calls, stopping, pulling my car over on the side of the highway and doing live shots for local TV. I mean, I'm the most accessible candidate out of the six people. And I very rarely, I can't even think of the last time I've told someone no. And I don't get any credit for that. And Gazala's just going to hide in her basement. No one cares. It's really making me mad.
You deserve to be mad, though. Let me remind everybody, my friend John Reed is joining us, the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. You absolutely deserve to be mad. And you know who else deserves to be mad? We, the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia. The idea that to be governor, you will debate your opponent for 60 minutes one time. I don't think that's enough, and I think there should be more. There should have been more. The idea that someone wants to be lieutenant governor, as you rightly point out, second in command here in the Commonwealth. We've got 8 million people in our state. We got a lot going on, and she refuses to engage in any debate. And the attorney general's race, as you know, there's going to be a one-hour discussion in front of the Virginia State Bar Association, and that's it. It is absolutely shameful any way you slice it, and we the people ought to be mad as hell.
And, you know, the people deserve to find out where Ghazala Hashemi, where Abigail Spanberger, and quite frankly, where, you know, people like that jerk that you just had in the newscast, Don Scott, the, you know, the drug dealer Speaker of the House. I mean, I'm sorry. I know everybody thinks he's so reformed. He should behave a little more politely if he's a reformed convict, to be honest with you. I think we should be asking those people, is it really okay that the guy who's going to be adjudicating law in Virginia on your behalf as a Democrat fantasizes about blowing the brains out of his political opponents and watching their children die? Is that okay? Would you say that it's okay if there was some Republican had used the N-word in text messages? Would you say it was okay if somebody was applying to be a state trooper and you found out that they had said that kind of stuff about people, whether it was race-based or religious-based or any other reason? I'm just telling you, if you were a cop or you were applying for a cop and someone went through your social media and said, oh my God, look at him talking about killing somebody to get his way, would you put that person in a patrol car? The answer is no. And the idea that the Democrats, from the Speaker of the House, himself an ex-con, to Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashemi, and the rest of them don't have the moral fortitude to say, hey, this crosses the line about Jay Jones, exposes the frauds that they are. And I hope Virginians are paying attention. I don't want to live in a state where someone is in elected office making important decisions, where I need to be able to count on them at least being fair as they sit down at the table, and knowing that in the back of their mind, they hate me so much they wouldn't mind if I was dead. That's not acceptable. What's the problem here?
That's a great question. It is a great question. They have demonstrated that they really just don't have any integrity. There's no honor over there. If you can...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Simply go along with that sort of nonsense. You simply excuse that sort of garbage. While we're in that vein, John, I didn't suggest that we should address this, but I'm sure you won't mind. Ghazala Hashemi has now come out with an attack piece on you. I saw this, again, only on social media. I don't know that it's anywhere else. It certainly wasn't sent to me, but I've read it from her social media. Accusing you of bigotry in the religious arena, right?
Oh, yes, that's right. Because, you know, Ghazala Hashemi, who can't say it to my face, won't go on stage, won't hold a press conference. She's doing her entire campaign with, like, tweets online. She says that someone like me, who, if you've listened to WRVA, I've traveled around the world. I'm probably one of the most traveled, most empathetic people that you'll ever meet, that suddenly I'm against Muslims because I dare to ask a question like, how would you adjudicate Sharia law if you are going to be the lieutenant governor of Virginia? Now, is that an out-of-line question? I think they asked Pat Robertson that when he was running for president as an evangelical Christian. I get asked questions every day about being a gay man and how I'm going to deal with Winsome Sears as an evangelical Christian. So excuse me, lady, why is it that I, for the last 7 months, have had nonstop questions about my personal life, my religion, the religion of other leaders in Virginia? But what, you get a pass? Nobody gets to ask you anything about a relevant issue in Virginia? Why can't you explain that? If you think it's such a bigoted question, you should be able to answer in 30 seconds and shoot it down. But you can't. And I'm tired of people bullying responsible people who dare ask the obvious question. I'm not putting up with it anymore.
I am thrilled to hear that, John. I appreciate you jumping on this afternoon. I loved your assessment of the debate. Loved getting into a couple of these other issues as well. I know the weekend is here, which means you will have no free time. You'll be out and about one end of the state to the other. So I always wish you safe travels.
It's going to be busy, Jeff. I wish I'd been sitting at your house watching the debate with you. We would have had a good time tearing it apart.
There might have been one or two entertaining activities at the bar while we were watching that debate. But, John, I appreciate it, my friend. Go get him. JohnReed4Virginia.com. That is John's website, JohnReed4Virginia.com. And again, I really do appreciate John hopping on with an assessment of that. I want to hear what you're saying as well. 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Was there a winner? Was there a loser? You tell me. You, honest to goodness, you tell me. I am obviously biased in this. I'm going to vote for Winsome Sears. You know that. I certainly have not hidden that. However, I hear the complaints coming in, and I got a lot of them last night during the debate, and people today going, Jeff, if only she wouldn't interrupt. That was the drawback to her. Okay. That's a legitimate criticism. I'm not going to discount that. There are plenty of people who were impacted by that. Now I ask you, if you want to talk about style, what about the Abigail Spanberger style of refusing to even acknowledge Winsome Sears standing right there? Wouldn't even look at her. Substance? Well, I thought Winsome Sears spoke about the issues. You may not have liked what she said. That's okay. But she actually spoke about the issues. Abigail Spanberger tap danced and lied, which is what she has done her entire political career. And actually, if we want to go back, you know, she trained at the farm. She learned how to tap dance and lie as a CIA operative. Did she not? Well, that's what I heard. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.